This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
I'm here with Dr. Hugh Rickards, who is a consultant in neuropsychiatry and the course director of the MSc in Clinical Neuropsychiatry here at the University of Birmingham. Hugh, could you tell me a little bit about the programme?
Yes, of course. We started the MSc in Neuropsychiatry programme about 8 years ago now, and the idea was to provide training for clinicians mainly who were interested in updating their skills in neuropsychiatry, but also recent graduates who were interested in improving their skills in the area of neuropsychiatry. People sometimes say to me, why is it called a clinical neuropsychiatry course rather than a neuropsychiatry course? And the reason for this is that we really are first and foremost concentrating on the clinical conditions that are commonly seen within neuropsychiatry, and those are things that come between the traditional fields of neurology and psychiatry. It's a clinical course because we're talking primarily about disorders, firstly about looking at the research in the disorders to see what's good and bad out there and how common things are, and secondly, what can research tell us about managing the disorders appropriately.
Could you tell me a little bit about how flexible the programme is and the type of modules that are studied on the programme?
The Clinical Neuropsychiatry MSc programme is designed for people who are working. So it runs half a day a week over 2 years, or a whole day a week over 1 year, which is the full-time course. The first module of the course is called the Mind and Brain module, and this is a neuroscience primer. And the idea of this is to really refresh people about the working of the brain, the relation of brain function to behaviour, but also some other aspects like philosophy and law and how that applies to mental health. The modules are designed around particular types of disorder. So we'll have a module, for instance, on epilepsy, and another module on Tourette's syndrome and neurodevelopmental disorders, and a further module on brain injury and dementia. There are a couple of research methods modules, and the idea of these modules is to equip people firstly with the skills to critically appraise data in the field of neuropsychiatry, but also to help them to develop research projects in neuropsychiatry, which they may do as part of their dissertation for the MSc.
What will students gain from studying on this programme?
The ideal end product of the clinical neuropsychiatry programme is that people who've got through all the modules should be able to critically appraise literature in the area of neuropsychiatry, to develop their own research hypotheses and test them within neuropsychiatry, but also to enhance their clinical practice based on the evidence base.
Why do students choose to study on this programme?
Students come into the MSc in Clinical Neuropsychiatry for a variety of reasons. We have working, active and experienced clinicians who come to the neuropsychiatry course to enhance their skills and to discuss ideas and clinical case management with other clinicians who may be working in different disciplines but with the same client group. The other group of students that really benefit from the course are recently graduated students in degrees, for instance, like psychology, who want to enhance their experience and their CVs for application for other courses, for instance, the clinical doctorates in psychology or higher degrees and PhDs.
Do you have many international students on the programme?
The MSc course in neuropsychiatry at Birmingham University actively welcomes students from overseas, particularly those involved in the field of neuropsychiatry, and we have a number of ex-students who have done the course in the UK and gone back to their country of origin to develop neuropsychiatry services within that country.
Why is Birmingham a particularly good place to study this programme?
Birmingham is a centre for neuroscience and clinical neuropsychiatry. So within Birmingham we have a number of active neuropsychiatry clinicians and also a very active neuropsychiatry research programme. And we often find that MSc students will link up to the clinical service for things like recruiting patients and help with supervision on research projects. As far as I know, the MSc in Clinical Neuropsychiatry at the University of Birmingham is the only course of this type in the world.
If you would like more information about the MSc Clinical Neuropsychiatry programme, including full details of all modules, application deadlines and how to apply, please visit our website at www.mds.bham.ac.uk/clinical-neuro or call 0121 414 3310 or email clinicalneuro@contacts.bham.ac.uk.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.